Upon my arrival to the University of Colorado Boulder in fall 2018, one of the first questions I remember someone asking me was, "So why did you choose CU?" As a campus composed of mostly out-of-state students, this question was consistently a conversation starter between freshmen in the dorms as we were all meeting, mingling, and trying to find our people. Although I am now a junior, I still find myself faced with this question now and again, and my reaction remains the same as it did 2 years ago. I stall for a second, rack my brain for something of substance to say, and then blurt out, "Because why not?" In my experience, there seems to be a right answer to this question when posed among out-of-state students. If you say something about loving outdoor activities and how Boulder is the best place to do them, then no one will look at you funny. The root of my anxiety around this question is the foreboding feeling that, in contrast to others, my response does not include any reference to the outdoors, thus making me feel like I am falling short. To make matters worse, I do not have the excuse of being from a city or urban setting where I would never have been exposed to the outdoors. I'm from a small town in northern Idaho, surrounded by woods and lakes and mountains to climb. However, unlike my peers both at home and in Boulder, I have never felt called to explore these areas. In fact, they kind of terrify me. Just this summer, I found myself in a relationship with a man with whom I have very little in common. While he packs up his car every weekend to go explore the most remote corners of the Pacific Northwest, I send out a group chat to the girls to make plans for wine night. Nevertheless, all relationships require some level of compromise and sacrifice, and to prove my fondness for this man, I agreed to endure 24 hours in his beloved domain. What occurred shortly after was the opposite of romantic. As the car sped along a bumpy logging road, I felt my heart sinking into my stomach and my hands shaking. By the time we finally arrived at the camping spot, the ridge of a secluded mountain, I was having a full-blown panic attack. I felt fearful of this unfamiliar environment. We were the only people within miles, which was obvious by the absolute silence. You could hear a pin drop. Also, we were parked on a steep ridge of the mountain. What if I fell off the side, or worse, he did? It took me a long time to calm down, but even then, I was not good company. I was an anxious mess. It was not until we returned home the next day that my uneasiness lifted completely. Needless to say, what should have been a wholesome bonding experience for the two of us ended up being utterly petrifying. For me, it was the threat of an unknown world. For him, it was my reaction to the situation. Throughout my life, others have tried to help me reconfigure my panicky notion of the outdoors. Whether it be my dad trying to teach me how to set up a tent in our living room, or friends extending invites to weekend-long camping trips. Although I appreciate these gestures, I think that my journey to being outdoorsy must include being strategic about my outdoor activities so as to not repeat the unfortunate camping incident this summer. I do, in fact, want to see what other people see in nature. I want to feel the calmness and serenity that the outdoors provides to so many. Especially in Boulder, I feel that there are endless opportunities to pursue that feeling. That being said, as ridiculous as it may sound, I have created a checklist of outdoor activities that I want to complete, ranging in order from what I find to be the least threatening to activities that will push me outside of my comfort zone. Number one, visit Lost Gulch Mountain or Lost Gulch Lookout. Number two, walk around Chautauqua Park. Number three, ski Arapahoe Basin. Number four, rock climbing at CU Rec Center. Five, visit Arches National Park and hike. Six, snowshoe Dream Lake in Estes Park. Seven, climb a 14er. Eight, backpacking trip to Maroon Bells. Nine, a weekend-long camping trip. And 10, summit Mount Everest. A big shout out to my friend Sarah for helping me curate this list and explaining to me what a 14er is. Apparently, a 14er is a mountain peak with an elevation of 14,000 feet. Checklist aside, I am always down for a picnic along Boulder Creek or a quick trip to Lost Gulch Lookout to take cute pics. I firmly believe that there is a place for everyone in the outdoors and that it is okay that I'm still trying to find mine. From now on, when people ask, "Why did you choose CU?" I will respond, "It is the perfect place for my journey to becoming outdoorsy."